now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. Now, going to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I think I say this every once in a while, but we should do something funny on April Fool's, like maybe count it forward instead of backward, or we normally count forward, don't we?
Yep.
I don't know what we do. I'm too tired for this. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland.
You got months to figure it out.
It is true.
Like six of them?
Yeah. Well.
5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some time to learn some math. That's Brian Cleveland. Anthony, I'm in here with you as well. And we're counting down the charts from earshot-online.com. What will you find at that website? Well, Brian will let you know.
The main part of this website, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and the fine work of staff and volunteers involved there, is the National Top 50. It is the top 50 most played releases across Canada as a combination of the top 30 most played releases of over 30 different campus community radio stations. We bring you the top 20, and as Anthony mentioned, we're about to get into the top 10. This week, the charts are for the week ending Tuesday, November 1st, 2016, and this episode is released on November the 4th. You can also find genre-specific charts both regionally and nationally thanks to this website. For electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, there's full monthly and yearly recaps, reviews, interviews, and tons more. Go and check it out at your leisure at earshot-online.com.
Right, not dot. There's one dot in there.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google Earshot.
Just Google Earshot online.
Just put Earshot into your browser. Just you do it.
You can do it. We're online too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/Earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @Earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure, we're happy to do that for you. We will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. 10 more tracks on the way. Stephen Karlik's got more music news and his song pick of the week in this hour of the program. Plus, Brian's going to let us know about some albums that are making their debut below the top 20. You said there were 10?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. It's been that way for the past couple weeks.
So, yeah. Stephen and I were just talking about this a little bit more in depth. You and I have talked about this before, but there's not really any release time of year. Now, I mean, there's already releases that are being prepared for the very beginning of January. And, you know, this time of the year was like the dead zone. Like you put out like your greatest hit releases and stuff to sell for the holidays and everything. But otherwise, like no one was putting out albums. But there's already some albums that I know of that are to come out on December 31st. There's already albums coming out the first week of January. So really brand new music coming your way at an hourly basis, really, if you're going online to places like Bandcamp and stuff. So
and Brian, but don't fear, Brian's greatest hits album will come out in time for Christmas gifts.
I gotta write some songs first. Yeah,
and record them and put them on seat. But anyway, so we will get to the charts now, and then coming up in a little bit, Stephen will give us a bit more music news. We will start at number 10.
Yeah, a lot of movement in our top 10. There's only one album sitting still, and you won't find out for a little while now. We start off with an album new to the show on Stomp Records, and this one is at number 10 after its debut at number 23 the week before. It is by a band called Duotang. Their newest release is called New Occupation. You're going to hear a track called Karma Needs to Come Around. Charlotte Day Wilson in the middle with a new EP bearing her initials CDW at number 9, up just one spot. You'll hear Find You and Los Angeles by the Pack AD. They are at number 1 for many weeks, and they've been floating around the top 10, sticking around this week at number 8. Down from number 5 is the new album, Positive Thinking.
Here is Duotang, your number 10. Karma Needs to Come Around is the song. Come on over, Karma. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Loud. up high. You think the family's accomplishments do you apply? You lie and you cheat and you bully and scold and carry on like a spoiled 12-year-old. You take it all too far. Karma will soon come around and it's gone on for too long. Karma will soon come around.
Talking slow, talking slow. My body yearns.
That was Los Angeles by The Pack AD. Their newest release is called Positive Thinking. It's down three spots this week from number 5 to number 8. Up one spot, Charlotte Day Wilson and CDW, her newest release and an EP bearing her initials, again at number 9 and with a track called Find You. And we kicked it all off this week at number 10, up from number 23. This group is called Duotang. You heard a release from their new album, New Occupation, Karma Needs to Come Around.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We are counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com and bringing you music news from Exclaim and exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick, the senior editor there, back on the line with us, and more music news to chat about in this hour of the program. And that all kicks off with news about the new one from Japan Droids, and they've also shared the title track.
Yeah, there have been rumblings for a while that Vancouver rock duo Japan Droids would be coming back soon. They teased a new album titled Near to the Wild Heart of Life earlier this week and are now fully pulling back the curtain on the new album. The album will be the band's third and first studio album since 2012, when they released their second, Celebration Rock. Near to the Wild Heart of Life will arrive on January 27th, courtesy of Anti in the U.S. and Arts and Crafts in Canada. As you said, for a taste of what's in store, the band have revealed their first single, which is the title track, Near to the Wild of Life, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. The track also comes as a special 7-inch, which includes a cover of the Talking Heads song, Love, Arrow, Building on Fire, on the B-side. That release is available only with album pre-orders, which have started. You can find a link for that at exclaim.ca, where you'll also find the LP's cover art and entire track list, as well as details about the album's production. Head to exclaim.ca for more about that long-awaited album.
Looking forward to it. And we'll flip over to the next story. That is some not-so-great news, particularly for like smaller bands. Some of the larger bands across Canada might be able to make this work because they have the budget, but smaller bands are really going to feel the pinch because it's going to be a little bit more money for you to tour in the U.S.
Yeah, it just did get a lot harder to tour the U.S. Any Canadian musician will know all too well already that touring the States was a nightmare. Though the country itself, and while you're there, is a lot of fun, makes for good short drives between shows, cheap gas and everything, getting across the border has always been an expensive, bureaucratic nightmare. Now, with a petition to scrap the P2 visa for touring bands heating up, the United States government has responded by hiking up their visa fees. Billboard reports that the fee for a P2 visa has risen from $325 US to $460 US per band. That's $615 Canadian, and a jump of 42% that will go into effect on December 20th. The price increase applies to, quote, all artists, entertainers, and athletes from around the world. And while the argument could be made that it's still a simpler process for Canadians who don't have to go through a consulate like other citizens from around the world, it's still an unprecedented price jump. Leanna White, the executive director of the Canadian Federation of Museums, told Billboard that, quote, while we recognize that for Canadians, the USCIS artist visa process may be more simplified than other musicians seeking to enter the United States under the same permits, a fee surge of this kind adds an additional and unacceptable financial burden on our members. The Canadian Federation of Musicians plans to lobby against this decision in a meeting with the USCIS scheduled for November 2nd. At the very least, the price jump can be used to leverage better service from the United States. White adds that, quote, the position and arguments of the AFM and CFM and Arts Coalition will urge USCIS to respond to its current lack of quality in service and to press for vast improvements and consistency in processing times, especially now considering the substantial fee hikes. Assuming the price increase is not redacted, the Canadian Federation of Musicians is recommending that all P2 visa applications are submitted before December 19th to avoid paying the increased fee. But who knows about the future, so hopefully there will be something good to come of that. But for now, if you are in a band planning a tour in 2017, get your visa applications in now.
Do it, yeah, before the 20th and that jump. What a steep jump.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right, we'll follow that. One more before we get to your song pick of the week. And I guess you could call this a surprise, sad news, great news, fun news, I don't know what you call it, but A Tribe Called Quest has a new album on the way, and it's got some incredible names behind it.
Yes, it does. This is great news for anyone who's a Tribe Called Quest fan. Their last album was, of course, The Love Movement, almost 20 years ago now. Just the other day, the band's Q-Tip revealed that A Tribe Called Quest album, deemed to be their last, is headed our way next week. The group have unveiled several high-profile guests who will appear on the LP. In a newly published New York Times piece, the group revealed the new album will be called We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. As for those guests, they will include Andre 3000 of Outkast, Kendrick Lamar, Elton John, and Jack White, as well as the previously revealed Busta Rhymes and rapper Consequence. Speaking of working with Jack White, Q-Tip told the Times that, quote, "It's one of those scenarios where we're so excited to finally get to work together that it was exploding in a whole different direction. He just took a guitar off the wall and plugged it in and got his wizard on." Along with the guests, all four Tribe Called Quest members are represented on the album, including Fife Dog, who of course died in March following a long battle with diabetes. All the recording sessions for the LP took place in Q-Tip's New Jersey home studio. Sadly, according to the story, the new Tribe album may have contributed to Fife Dog's death, as it involved a lot of traveling and physical strain for the then-ill and now-late member. But Tribe's Jarobi White did say, quote, "He was very happy to go out like that." So hopefully the album will be imbued with Fife Dog's spirit. Really looking forward to hearing this. It's been a long time in the making, and the group are one of the greats. So good news for hip-hop fans, and hopefully an excellent swan song from the band.
Yeah, we definitely can't wait for the release. Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us, and you can check out exclaim.ca or pick up the latest copy near you. Now we are going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you kindly. Ricky Eat Acid is the electronic project of a musician from Maryland named Sam Ray. He's been making electronic music and posting it online for years and has now finally released a third album. That album is, of course, Talk to You Soon, released through Terrible Records. That's right, it is called Terrible Records, on October 28th. And the song you're about to hear is called Nice to See You. It's a nice little ambient song with a shifting little beat. Really great. They're playing Toronto tonight, which I will be going to see. Catch him if he comes to you. This is Nice to See You by Ricky Eat Acid on Earshot Radio.
It's nice to see you. Hope I see you again sometime. If you're ever in town and you wanna come around, stop by and say hi. It's nice to see you. Hope I see you again sometime. If you're ever in town and you wanna hang out, stop by and say hi.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Tanya Tagak, John K. Sampson, Korn, Reggie Watts, Dillinger Escape Plan, and many more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
So long.
Six.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Croy. Her new album is called Scavenger. It's at number 6, up 2 spots this week. And that was a track called Monstrosity. In the middle there, Tons with I Can't Wait Forever from their self-titled debut album, dropping just 1 spot this week to number 7. And as always, we heard from Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim and exclaim.ca. Check your local magazine stands at radio stations, music venues, record stores, and more. And he get us caught up on music news. And as always, he also had a music pick of the week. This week, we heard from Ricky Eat Acid and a track called Nice to See You.
I feel like that's a bad decision. Ricky made some bad decisions.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Ricky.
Nice to see him, though.
Yeah, maybe Ricky will eat apples in his next album. I don't know. I don't know if he changes his name like Snoop Dogg or whatever. Anyway, speaking of, before we get on to the music, I'll talk about something stupid because I do every week. did you see the new show?
I haven't seen it, but I heard Martha about it.
Martha and Snoop's dinner party.
Heard about it.
It's pretty funny.
I'll have to check it out.
It's just funny.
I'm a big fan of both, personally.
Yeah.
They're comedic geniuses.
Yeah. Yeah. For different reasons, obviously. But so check it out. There's a plug for that show on whatever network. I don't know what it's on, but it's funny. And I watched a little bit online. It's pretty good. All right. We will get back to the music coming up on the next break, which will be our last before our last set of 3. Brian will have the lowdown. But first, number 4, number 5 coming your way.
Last week at number 2, this week at number 5, it is the newest record from Tanny Tagak called Retribution. You're going to hear a track featuring Shad. This one is called Center. And also dropping just 1 spot this week to number 4, Royal Canoe, their latest entitled Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. You'll hear BB Gun.
Center of the center of the earth, entering the entrance of rebirth. Remember to remember us to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles that abound from a dot, from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves and we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in, then wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, we all stand for the process that we hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on like dot, dot, dot. It's like a rock dropped in the water submerged, but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's his hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the earth, entering the entrance of rebirth. Remember is to enter in reverse. To the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. We're dust in the wind till we're dust in the earth. The universe is dot at the center of the first. And the circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot.
Sing your flesh, catch, trust the center. Sing your flesh, catch, trust the center. Sacrifice of blood goes back into the earth. In out, Wukwa. In out, Wukwa, 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 Wukwa.
Drop some slang from the dot, 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 dot. To the top, the center of the earth, entering the entrance of rebirth. Remember is to enter in reverse. To the center of the center of the dot and disperse. We're dust in the wind till we're dust in the earth. The universe is dot at the center of the first. And the circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot. Dust in the earth. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Up
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Royal Canoe, their newest album. Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit is down just one spot on our charts this week to number 4. And you heard a track from them called BB Gun. Center also by Tantigak in that set, kicking it off at number 5, down last week from number 2 from her newest album, Retribution.
All right, one more quick break before we get to the top 3 of the national top 20 this week. And of course, this is a look at what is debuting below that top 20 spot. We get the charts from the national top 50. We can't play the whole top 50 every week, but we do like to let you know what is coming in brand new, because there's a chance it could make its way up into the show, this very show, in fact. And Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
Lots of debuts this week below the top 20, 10 in fact, and you can find all of them online at earshot-online.com, where as always you can find the entire national top 50. So we'll go through these relatively quickly. Lots of great records to check out on your own time, and hopefully some of these will likely make it into our program. We kick off at the bottom of our top 50, number 50, Danny Brown. His newest album on Warp Records is called Atrocity Exhibition. At number 48, Black Thunder, their latest release on Transistor 66 Records is called 3. Go up a few spots, number 44 with Colin James, his latest is called Blue Highways. At number 39 and 38, respectively, is Best Fern and Brenna Lowry, who have a Best Fern has a self-titled release, and the Brenna Lowry album is called Hungry Ghost. Another hip-hop release at number 34 from Mick Jenkins, and his newest album is called The Healing Component. Going up to number 29, Ways Blood, Front Row Seat to the Earth. And at number 26, the latest solo album from Gord Downie of The Tragically Hip. This one on Arts and Crafts is called Secret Path. At number 24, Ala Mode with Perfection Salad. And our highest debut this week at number 23, a new soul release by Lee Fields and The Expressions called Special Night.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. 3 more tracks to bring you before the show is done for another week. We're going to do that right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Kick it off in that spot with a new release on Flemish Eye Records. It is a self-titled record, up one spot. It's from Preoccupations, and you're going to hear a track called Degraded.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Yeah!
It's the Earshot 20.
And at number one for the fourth week in a row, the most played release on campus of community radio across the country on over 30 different stations. It was A Tribe Called Red. Their newest release is called We Are the Hallucination. That was a track called For You. In the middle there, a big debut last week at number nine, climbing all the way to number two. Lots of people in love with this album. It is the new one from Duchess Says, Science Nouvelle, and that was a track called Poubelle. And starting off our last set this week, our top three, at number three, up one spot, Preoccupations with an album of the same name and a track called Degraded.
There you go. That is the countdown for another week. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland also in studio. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and it is broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also find the program online at radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us. Thanks very much for tuning in, and join us again for another countdown within the coming weeks. Until then, stick around because because we have more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.